Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Peggy Foran, who's Chief Governance Officer and Secretary of Prudential, as well as Ed Ballow, who's Head of Shareholder Services for Prudential. And the company has come up with a very novel way to bring in the votes, so I thought I'd spend a few minutes with Peggy and Ed to explain this novel initiative that ties the company's environmental and sustainability program to encouraging folks to vote at the upcoming annual meeting. So the first question for you all is, how does Pru intend to engage registered holders this season? What is the novel initiative?
Thanks, Brock. This is Peggy Foran. You know, our primary means of engaging registered shareholders this season is, as you put it, an innovative vote incentive program that enables holders who vote in the 2010 proxy to receive a free gift from Prudential. Registered holders who vote will have the option of receiving an eco-friendly Prudential tote bag or having a tree planted in their honor by American Forest. The bag is union-made in the U.S. of recycled organic cotton with the Prudential Environmental logo prominently displayed. We're hoping that this will incentivize registered shareholders to vote.
So it sounds like there's going to be a postcard. What exactly will be sent to registered holders?
Ed, why don't you handle that?
Sure. Thanks, Peggy. Starting this week, the week of February 22nd, postcards will be mailed to 2.4 million registered shareholders announcing this vote incentive program. The postcards contain enticing images of both the bag and the tree, and the message will be focusing on the importance of voting. The postcards also reference the strides that Prudential has taken recently in reducing the environmental impact of our proxy mailing. In addition, the proxy packages that do get mailed to some of our registered shareholders will contain an insert that mirrors the postcard as a visual reminder of this free gift program and encourages our shareholders to review the materials and submit their very important votes.
So now with the growing importance, I guess, of the web to inform shareholders, is there an online component to this initiative?
Yes, there is, Brock. Through this initiative, we are actually hoping to encourage shareholders to vote via the Internet or the phone. However, regardless of the voting method used, shareholders will have the opportunity to select either the tote bag or the tree as a gift. We also plan to promote the incentive program on appropriate sections within our website, prudential.com, that is commonly viewed by shareholders.
So the benefits to registered holders of this program, I think, are pretty obvious. But for other companies out there that are in our audience who might want to try to considering the board to try something like this, what are the benefits to Prudential, do you feel, of this initiative?
You know, Brock, the board challenged me to come up with a way to engage shareholders, institutional investors, individual shareholders, but you cannot communicate with shareholders unless you can engage with them. So as you know, registered shareholders, like retail shareholders, historically do not vote. Because we are a mutualized insurance company, we have a large base of registered shareholders. So it's our hope to engage these holders through this innovative and experimental program and encourage them to submit their votes. We don't care how they vote. We have confidential voting, so we will not know how they vote. We only want them to vote. I want to stress that while we are being creative and innovative in our efforts to engage our shareholders, this program is less costly to the company than other more traditional proxy solicitation methods. It's actually cheaper than paying a proxy solicitor to make a phone call to them and interrupt their dinner to tell them how to vote. This initiative also complements some of Prudential's other sustainability efforts. Over the past several years, we've been a leader in making our proxy materials available online. We've reduced the number of annual reports and proxies we mail by about 2 million, saving tons of paper and ink and greatly reducing energy consumption and production deliberately. We've also, from our recycling and green IT and printing programs to our investments in wind power to our socially responsible investment funds, we're working to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to help ensure environmental sustainability both in the U.S. and abroad. So this was really a pairing of our opportunity to try to get shareholders to engage as well as an opportunity really to highlight some of the innovative environmental and sustainability programs that Prudential has.
Well, I think it's genius, and you're both to be commended to shepherd this program in. I know, Peggy, wherever you go, there's innovation to come about, and so I really think it's important that we get holders to vote more, and it's, particularly in this day and age. So I hope this program works out for you, and we'll definitely be keeping track of it. Thanks.
Thanks, Brock. You know, we're looking very closely at some of the other initiatives, and the SEC is looking at this, and I have been on various task forces and committees. But at some point, I think we've got to try innovative ideas. It's, you know, the registered and individual shareholders are just not voting. So it's critical that we hear their voice.
Great. Thanks very much.